Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Nima Romani is with us, president of the West Coast Trial Lawyers Association and former federal prosecutor. Rex Heuermann is who we are discussing. Classmates describing him as kind of a punching bag for bullies as a child. Very much a loner. What are we going to discover, you think, here about Rex Heuermann in the coming weeks and months, more so than we already know thus far? Does this man's spree of madness go far beyond just these three that he's currently charged with murdering?
I think so, Tony. I wouldn't be surprised if we start seeing charges out of South Carolina. He had a property there, at least a vehicle connected to maybe one other victim. And, you know, he had a timeshare in Las Vegas and Atlantic City. Let's be honest, that's where there's a lot of sex workers. So, you know, here's someone that, if you're looking at cold cases, if you're looking at sex workers who have gone missing, I expect law enforcement in those jurisdictions to be digging into Rex Heuermann. And there's someone who was at least more careful than other defendants, right? We've talked about that cell phone evidence. He had reportedly up to 7 burner phones, but, you know, the mistake he made is that his own phone was traveling with those burner phones. So, yeah. You know, he had, you know, fake emails and aliases and so forth. But I think law enforcement has finally done a good job of tying all that together. It's just a question of, are they going to be able to nail him to some more victims as well?
Is there a likelihood that this is someone who operated on their own 100%? Or do you think there was more people involved in this circle, whether knowingly or not, assisting Rex in his depravity?
You know, there may be others. This is one of those cases that, you know, podcasters like yourselves and looking at true crime folks have been following for quite some time. Obviously, there was a Netflix documentary. There's been books on this. But, you know, we know that his wife's DNA was present at multiple scenes. I think up to 3 of the scenes. You know, she doesn't appear to be a suspect. She apparently was out of town with the kids and when he would engage in his killing sprees. But, you know, I have read just speculation that there might be others involved as well. I don't know. I haven't seen any hard evidence of that. I think it's one of those cases as it proceeds, we start seeing pretrial and some of the evidence coming out, the search warrants and that being returned and leaks and that type of thing. We're going to know a lot more. Maybe to answer your question, but so far I'm not there yet. I think he did act alone.
What are you doing right now if you are Rex Heuermann's attorney? What are you advising your client? He's already initially pled not guilty during the initial court appearance, but has said nothing else at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he should be talking. His wife has obviously, you know, filed for divorce. I mean, your family's falling apart. The attorney's taking a pretty aggressive stance saying that he's actually innocent. And look, I get it. Defense lawyers are going to do their thing. Yeah. But I mean, this is one of those cases that's going to be very tough. You know, you have his vehicle or what appears to be his vehicle at the scene of one of the murders. You know, you have lots of communications that can be tied. So look, and the guy's got child porn on his computer, you know? So like, you know, at a minimum, you know, he's going away for that. And he's no spring chicken, you know? So this isn't someone who can survive, is going to die in New York State prison or in federal prison, frankly, if they pursue the pornography charges. He's not someone that can do decades in jail. So,
do you see this one ever going to trial, or do you think as the thing and the evidence continues to mount over the next week, months, and all of that, is this just going to be just an overwhelming one that he ends up pleading guilty or some sort of a plea deal, maybe to not get, I don't know if death is an option or not, but something rather than going through a long trial over all of this.
Yeah, you know, I've been thinking about this case, and really, obviously, New York's not going to pursue the death penalty in a case like this, right? So you have someone, all you can really offer him is the possibility of parole. Mm-hmm. But I think if you're the Suffolk County DA, given the criticism they faced and how long it's taken to investigate the case, some of the scandals and, you know, bribery and issues they've had there, mm-hmm. I don't think politically you can offer someone like Huerman any type of deal, any yeah. type of discount, right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so a case like this, even though it might not be a good defense case on the merits, it may just go to trial because there's going to be no offer. He's either going to plead to life or he's going to go to trial and get life. That's why we see so many of these murder cases. You know, you mentioned Court TV. I do Court TV every week. I do Law and Crime. The reason so many of these cases are covered is because, well, they're interesting cases, number one. But number two, there's no plea deal to be had because you can't offer one. And I think that's what's going to be the case here.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.